Governments everywhere are struggling to fight the coronavirus, but what about places without a government? That's the situation along the border of China and Myanmar. In the mountains there, the United Wa State Army is the government for 500,000 people. They control an area larger than Massachusetts. The World's Patrick Wynn tried to find out how the armed group is facing the pandemic.
It takes a lot to scare these guys. They're soldiers from an ethnic group called the Wa. And the Wa have a reputation for being excellent fighters that goes way back. Even the British Empire couldn't conquer them in the late 1800s, when most Wa were only armed with swords. Now they have 30,000 troops, men and women, with modern-day weapons. That's from a video of a training exercise. The United Wa State Army, they aren't really rebels. They're not trying to start their own country. But their territory is technically inside Myanmar. And Myanmar lets them run things up there because, well, no one wants a problem with Wa soldiers. Everyone knows they're good at fending off invaders. But what if that invader is invisible and isn't scared of anyone? I reached out to a top officer from this armed group to ask, how are you fighting the coronavirus?
So basically, their message is that they're taking it seriously. The whole area is shut down and the army is patrolling the border.
That's actually the voice of an interpreter, Shi Shi Geng. The officer we reached did not want his name or his voice on the radio, but he told us, look, we are on total lockdown. Here's an official order in their native Wa language to stop all public gatherings. It's now almost impossible to get to Wa State unless you're a native. And even they might have to spend 14 days of quarantine in a little bamboo shelter. The good news is, so far, there are no confirmed COVID-19 cases in Wa State. Have there been tests? Unclear, but the official did explain, through our interpreter, what happens if someone has symptoms.
If they think or they find someone that might have the virus, they will send them to a Chinese medical team to get treatment.
That makes sense. Most Wa people speak Chinese. They use Chinese currency. They use Chinese mobile phone networks. Another source in Wa State tells us the armed group has checkpoints everywhere now, with soldiers in biohazard suits checking people's temperatures. And the Wa official, he says,
they were handing out face masks and sanitizing products like alcohol gel to their people.
Yep, I've seen photos of whole battalions with rifles, all wearing masks. It's hard to look tough in a surgical mask, but they pull it off. All their medical equipment, it mostly comes from China. Could the Wa people use more outside help? Probably, but when it comes to international aid from, say, Western countries, there's an obstacle. In the past, DEA officials in the U.S. have accused some Wa leaders of pretty serious crimes.
The defendants in this case are alleged to have imported more than 1 metric ton of heroin into the United States.
That's a DEA official speaking in 2005. Wa State used to have poppy fields, but destroyed them around 15 years ago. They're still gone. You can even see this in satellite images from the UN. But the reputation has stuck, and Western countries steer clear of helping the Wa. So during this pandemic, China is an important lifeline. In fact, back in January, just a few days before Wuhan went into lockdown, a Wa village on the Chinese border got an unexpected visitor. That's Chinese leader Xi Jinping saying, Happy New Year. He clapped along with Wa kids as they praised him at a big gathering. It was probably one of the last big gatherings that Xi Jinping was able to attend. The Wa also have become more self-reliant. They've built their own medical clinics and good roads to get people the help they need. Their commanders are also promoting social distancing, which is hard because, despite their reputation as fierce fighters, the Wa have a culture that is really social. Lots of parties, singing, dancing. Picture thousands of Wa troops in uniform, some with rifles slung over their backs, all swaying to this music, having a blast. This is from a video posted online at a recent concert for the troops. But now, the fun is over. The armed group is hunkering down for the long haul, canceling parties, rationing supplies. That WA official, he did mention that they have one thing that even the United States might envy, a healthy stockpile of surgical masks. For the world, I'm Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok.